This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Let's head up to Western Colorado today for a trip to a national park that offers something for pretty much everybody. It's the Black Canyon of the Gunnison River. This national park is located just a half-hour drive east of Montrose, Colorado. Take Highway 50 to the well-signed turnoff. There's campgrounds in the park, and my experience there has been that reservations are nice, but not always necessary, as this park is off the beaten trail for many vacationers. The Black Canyon of the Gunnison is deep, approximately 2,000 vertical feet, and nowhere is it much wider than 3/8 of a mile. This is one deep, roaring canyon, and there is plenty to do there. Now, for most folks, driving the rim road and looking at overviews is just fine, but if you're hardcore, oh man, does this place offer you some choices. Kayaking. Oh, kayaking. There are some difficult portages through areas that are just not runnable, and permits are required. I recommend this for highly advanced kayakers. Hiking. There are four routes from the south rim to the river and three from the north rim. Also, at the east entrance, there are hikes along the river on both the south and north sides of the river. A great variety. Now, an easy day hike for you and the kids is the Oak Flat Trail, which leaves from the visitor center. The Upland Trail connects back over to the campgrounds, and so you don't even have to drive if you're willing to walk about 3 miles. Now, I want to just point out a couple of these routes. The Gunnison Route, which takes off from the Oak Flat Trail, is the most popular way to hike down to the river. There is a chain installed for about 80 feet for you to hold on to at one point in the draw. Yes, it's that steep and that much open rock. Off the north rim, there's a couple of great trips. The SOB draw. Youngsters, if you don't know what SOB stands for, you can probably Google that. In the Park Service literature, it says, this draw is famous for its abundant poison ivy. Long pants are recommended. In fact, that's true of all the north side routes. Poison ivy is happy in these side canyons. I just love the tongue-in-cheek advice in the brochure that you get when you enter the park here. It is possible to camp down at the river at a number of locations. A permit is required for that. Last I was there was no charge for the permits. I guess they figure if you're adventurous enough to hike to the bottom of this canyon and camp at the river, they're not going to hold that against your debit card. One last bit of advice if you're planning to get to the Black Canyon and the Gunnison National Park sometime, and that is, it is not a dog-friendly park, and here is why. The mule deer in the park have become very accustomed to human presence, so accustomed that they will fawn right in the campground at times. And once that mule deer has a fawn, she is a rugged, defensive creature. People have been gored by the deer there. Dogs have been gored. And the rule is your dog stays out of sight. Okay? In the tent, in the RV. If you're planning to head there for a long trip, be prepared for having a bit of a challenge with your dog. So looking forward to seeing you climb in or kayaking or camping at the bottom of a deep, deep gorge. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberhardt.